This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, you are that exceptional American that I'm talking to. We're going to have some real serious talks here in the next couple of hours because, you know, the world could be changing in a very, very big way. And we're going to be releasing a lot of information that will, well, you'll want to know about. So you want to stay tuned for this next couple of hours here on Agenda 21 Radio and perhaps even some special discussions over the course of the next couple of days here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to be posting up a number of special things so that you understand and kind of have a global view of what's going on. Remember the old adage that the United Nations always said, it's always, think globally and act locally. Right on down to it. Anyway, so we're going to be, doing some crazy things here today and making some what people might think are some crazy pronouncements. But the reality check is that certain things are happening very quickly. And, it's very, very going to be very painful, as Donald Trump says, for the next 2 weeks. We understand that. So we have to pull together as Americans and get the flags out and do the things that we need to do as Americans, do everything basically as the president is directing everybody to do. And I think that this is probably the best thing that we can do right now is stand strong as Americans and stand together as Americans. No need to be pulling apart as Americans right now at this point in time. There's no question that we have to be united in everything that we do to save this great nation. And I know we're going to do that. I know that there's no question in my mind that we're going to absolutely be pulling together here in the next couple of weeks because, it's going to be a different world after all. This is not an April Fool's joke. This is not War of the Worlds. Well, I guess it is War of the Worlds in a sense. You remember that? Maybe you guys don't remember that. War of the Worlds. Oh, my goodness. And it kind of fits with, you know, the whole globalist attitude, the people that are trying to destroy this country. And again, remember, that's the reason why we started Agenda 21 Radio, because we knew that there was a plot in some ways to try and take over the world. And I think we'll get even Patrick Woods here to see what's actually happening. He might give us some sort of perspective about what is going on in the world. And, of course, technocracy. You know, he was on the – in fact, if it's up on the podcast, it just so happens that for whatever reasons we couldn't load programming on the podcast, and so we stopped. Let's see, on the 28th, which was last week. And we stopped loading. I think it was the 28th. Must have been Thursday. And the last two podcasts that are up there right now on our podcast, you can actually hear the whole thing about Patrick Wood and technocracy rising and the technocrats, those that want to take over the world using science. And that's what they're trying to do, using data and all this other stuff. And this is what they're trying to do. So. This is, of course, a fantastic notion, right? Well, that's what they want to do. But it's nothing more than communism and national socialism blended together. That's all. And, of course, it's not real difficult to blend those two together because, you know, they've already been, well, they are one and the same. They just, you know, have a different name, an N and an S and all that other stuff and a C. This is the way of the totalitarian. This is how totalitarians do things. They try and mask it, right? So you can say, well, we've got Republicans and we've got Democrats and we've got National Socialists and then we've got Socialists and then we've got Communists and then, you know, all capitalists, you know, all these different words, of course, do have meaning. But, you know, when you break it right down to where you're talking about a National Socialist or a Socialist or a Communist, they're totalitarians or a technocrat. They're all totalitarians. That's why we always start off this show stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time, because it's true. That's, you have to stop this cabal of people, these totalitarians, and it takes one exceptional American at a time to rally up. That's what it is. Anyway. Want to make sure that we sort of get that sort of thing across. And of course, the virus thing has everybody kind of a Twitter, I guess. We've got some live feed right now. I'm listening to looking at with Fox News, and I'm going to play this. And this is Dr. France seeing glimmering that social distancing is dampening the effects, you know, of the coronavirus. You know, the notion, a couple notions out there about the spread of this virus, I want to make sure everybody understands. A little virology, if you will. But, you know, viruses are so small, some are larger than others. Keep that in mind. But they're so small. It's kind of like the planets. You know, you have right at the real close to the sun, you have Mercury. And then you go out and you have Pluto. Way out in the distance, and the size of is just enormous of the difference of the two. One is a equivalent like Mercury, right around immediately around the sun. That planet is the equivalent, let's say, of a pinhead. And you take the equivalent of that pinhead to compare it to the size of this Earth. Now that's the scale. That's the scale we're talking about. Viruses are the same. Some are small, some are big. Some of the small ones, influenza as an example, those viruses are very teeny tiny. And they just float around and drift around on their own in the air. They're just part of the atmosphere. They're not much bigger than a whole bunch of molecules. They just float around. But if you also have some other ones, and those other ones are such as, the coronavirus, it's a big clodhopper. It's a big one. So that's what they're talking about, is that these viruses, as the clodhopper, the coronavirus, it's a big globular type of virus, and it gravity pulls it down and it adheres to things. So if somebody's breathing, somebody's sneezing, the possibility of getting it as an aerosolized virus is minimal because of its size. It will then, of course, lie upon things, maybe a tabletop or something like that. You see, this is the important thing. Like on a tabletop and somebody put their hand on the tabletop, they then take their hand and put it to their face. That's the transmission mechanism right there. But they might put their hand on the tabletop and go over and open a doorknob, and that transmission to the doorknob then, of course, can be picked up by somebody else who grabs the doorknob, right? That's what's going on. So anyway, that's how the transmission of those two take place. I bring this up because, to understand how things can, sneak into your body is important to understand. Sometimes they can sneak in. They're very, very small. And sometimes they're just so obvious it's not even funny. But you just sort of ignore the obvious, even though it's so big. And that's kind of where we're at right now, even in our own society. We've ignored a lot of things that have been so obvious right in front of our faces. And, of course, even globally, we've done the same. Even globally. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. The music is coming up. Anyway, we've got a lot to talk about here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to call in if you want to, 215-867-8255. In the third hour today, Dave Hodges will be joining us. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back. Just screaming at you. We're just screaming at you. That's a fact. That's a fact. I wanted to bring you up to speed about a number of things. It's kind of interesting. We have a wonderful individual with New California State, and he happens to be one of the good guys. One of the really, 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 really good guys in it's interesting. He served some missionary work in Eastern Europe, and he understands entirely how systems collapse. You know, I remember I learned during the Vietnam War, and I was not a Vietnam veteran, although I think everybody's a Vietnam veteran of a sort. But you know, the special nature of Vietnam veterans, they have just such a special place in American history. They're the bravest of the brave. And I know, listen, I'm a product of the great generation, the greatest generation and all that. I'm a baby boomer and everything. I have the utmost respect and love and admiration for every Vietnam veteran and every Korean veteran. That's another war out there. My father-in-law was a Vietnam and Korean veteran. In fact, he was decorated war hero, so to speak. He was actually a Marine attached, I can't remember, the 3rd Marine Division, I think, in Chosun Reservoir in Korea. And you ever hear about the Chosun Reservoir in Korea and the things like that that are going on? It's quite amazing. It's quite amazing, the story of the Chosun Reservoir. Anyway, he never talked about his battle exploits as a Marine. But he was clearly a Marine. In fact, my father and father-in-law would make a statement every once in a while about standing your ground. And, of course, that standing your ground has been something now that we've adopted and incorporated in New California, stand your ground. And that's came primarily from my father-in-law and my father, mostly my father-in-law. He always said that. And when he came home from Vietnam after his 3rd tour, it was an interesting thing. I wanted to go in the Marine Corps because, you know, I was a Marine brat, you know, and I grew up in the Orange County bases, El Toro, Pendleton, and in the LTAs, the lighter than air base in Tustin, California. We see the big blimps, you know, the big blimps would come in there. And, you know, dirigibles, and even so, but they wouldn't come in like you'd normally see in the 30s. They would just come in one at a time, because it used to be with those big, huge hangars, they were made for blimps. Everybody thought these lighter-than-air blimps were going to be the big thing, and they were. They actually did have Navy blimps for a while in the 50s and 60s, and they actually did. The Goodyear blimp is a direct if you see that, the Goodyear blimp, and then, you know, there's a Dunlap and whatever blimp going around out there. They were always of that design. And, of course, the Goodyear blimps, they had a base out there in the Hawthorne area, Torrance area or something like that. I can't remember exactly where it was. And sometimes they'd come over and get helium, because they still made helium out there at the LTA. They'd come over and land their blimp out there, which was kind of interesting to watch them land the blimp. They had all the equipment. Well, they just go out there and land it, and then they take off and all that stuff. And you probably, well, anyway, getting off to the other thing here. So I grew up on that base, and I grew up on the other bases as a young kid and everything. I really loved the Marine Corps and everything. I wanted to go in the Marines. But my father-in-law, I was going to ask for his daughter's hand in marriage, and I was being a man about it. I was in college. I was doing the things I should have been doing. I had a draft number and all everything. And he came back after his 3rd tour of duty, and I shook his hand and he walked me over. I'll never forget this. And we stood underneath the wing of the C-130. I could still feel the heat on the back of my head from those engines. And he said, first of all, he said, if you are here to tell me that you want to have my daughter's hand in marriage, he says, you're not going to go into the Marine Corps. He says, I'm not going to let you marry my daughter and you go in the Marine Corps. This is right at the end of the Vietnam War, by the way. And it's just like, wow, what do you do? So I said, I want to marry your daughter. And he said, well, you're not going to go in the Marine Corps. You got to commit that you won't do that. You got to commit you won't go in the service. And, of course, that was that boy, talk about popping my bubble as a kid growing up, you know, because the Marines were everything to me. And but, you know, he had obviously three tours under his belt. He knew what was going on. And, of course, a Marine that was a veteran of Chosun and, of course, Kaesong. There's a whole thing about that. Never talked about his experiences up until a couple of months before he died, and then he kind of downloaded on me. And, you know, the Korean War Memorial in Washington, D.C. is very, very typical of the scenes. So if you go and check out the Chosun Reservoir and see what those leathernecks did, the Marines did when they marched and came out of the Chosun Reservoir in the middle of the winter, being sniped at, being blown up, all the, you know, basically the deep state communists killing them all. It's quite depictive of that. It is. It really truly is. And it brings back a lot of memories. I've been there several times now, but it brings back a lot of memories of my father-in-law. I can just see him being one of those soldiers that's walking along the road in his platoon. Now, very brave men died there for our freedoms today, believe it or not. Everybody says, well, that war didn't count. It did count. Those men's lives did count. And the men who fought in the Vietnam War, they counted. They counted for our freedom, for our liberty, for everything that we stand for here in this country. Everything. So, you know, when I sit here and I look at the New California State Movement, and I see great patriots in the New California State Movement, but I see some that aren't, that are there in name only. You know, we get that. We get that. So, you know, you kind of have, it kind of begs the question, if those that are there in name only, why are they there, right? Well, sometimes those that are there in name only actually do step up. I have one of our finest county chairmen who was there a name only when we first started with New California 2 years ago. And I'll never forget, you know, that it, all of a sudden it just clicked with him one time at one of our meetings. And I could see it on his face when I was talking about the Declaration of Independence and all the different things that the Founding Fathers gave to us to protect and defend to make sure that we have this great nation of ours. And I'll never forget, it just clicked on him. Like, it just, as a teacher in a classroom for 16 years, you understand that look when the epiphany hits. And, you know, I look at him today and I think, you know, there's one of the greatest leaders, one of the greatest patriots that we have in the New California State Movement, who loves this country and will lay down his life and do anything possible to keep the land of the free, home of the brave. I guess the question I'm asking all of you right now, are you here for that? Will you protect and defend this country? Will you lay down your life? Will you give up your treasure for the future of your grandchildren? Our Founding Fathers had to ask that question. Our Founding Fathers knew when they were going to put their names to the Declaration of Independence, they were marked men. And many of them were. Many of them did die. They were hunted down by the king and killed. And their whole families were. They lost everything. But boy, what nation was yielded from that? How many people have lived in freedom and liberty? And what's going on right now? Patriots need to ask those questions again. And I hope, like the county chairman that I'm talking about, that glimmer will come across your eyes and you say, I must do my duty. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to tune in right now to Jennifer Griffin, Fox News. She's got some information about the Theodore Roosevelt.
Another 200 suspected of having COVID-19. He has 5,000 sailors in tight quarters on board the nuclear-powered aircraft carrier forced into port in Guam. In a letter to top Navy brass leaked to the San Francisco Chronicle, the captain wants to offload the majority of the crew immediately to disinfect the ship, adding the spread of the disease is ongoing and accelerating. Quote, "We are not at war. Sailors do not need to die. If we do not act now, we are failing to properly take care of our most trusted asset, our sailors." The acting Navy Secretary, Thomas Modley, explained why all of the sailors cannot leave the carrier to quarantine in Guam. Some are needed to watch over the ship's two nuclear reactors and dozens of fighter jets.
Obviously, it has huge implications for the Navy. That ship is not like a cruise ship. It has weapons on board. It has a lot of fuel on board. It has aircraft, expensive aircraft. You can't just take everybody off.
But it is like a civilian cruise ship in terms of how fast a virus is spreading on board. The Navy is scrambling to find hotel rooms in Guam. On March 5th, the carrier stopped in Vietnam for a five-day port call. At the time, there were only 16 known cases of the virus in Vietnam. The carrier can only test 200 people a day, meaning it will take 25 days for all of the sailors to be tested. Defense Secretary Mark Esper told CBS he had not had a chance to read the captain's letter. Ed?
Wow, big issue indeed. The Defense Secretary, Secretary Esper, also said there are thousands of ventilators from the Defense Department stockpile that would be shipped out quickly. Do we know where they are at this hour?
Well, the chief logistics officer at the Pentagon told reporters yesterday afternoon that the 2,000 ventilators that the Pentagon offered FEMA have not been formally requested. Here is Secretary Esper 2 weeks ago.
We are prepared to distribute to HHS up to 2,000 deployable ventilators for use as needed. These machines are different from their civilian equivalents and require special training to operate, but we are committed to supporting HHS's requirements in any way we can.
The Pentagon also offered 5 million protective masks, but only 1.5 million have been given to FEMA. It's not clear if they have been distributed to civilian hospitals. Ed?
Jennifer Griffin, thank you. Sandra?
Thank you, Ed. Besides ventilators, there is also, of course, a shortage of critically needed medical masks. Now a grassroots campaign started by New York City doctors is swinging into action. It's called Masks for Medicine, the group collecting desperately needed supplies to help healthcare professionals on the front lines of the pandemic stay healthy. Joining us now is Dr. Nicole Seminara, a dermatologist who is the founder of Masks for Medicine. Doctor, good morning, and thank you for being here. So tell us about how this is going.
So thank you for having us. Honestly, it's been amazing. I think we didn't expect nearly the response that we got from the community, from organizations. It's been overwhelming. We work on it from the second we wake up until the second we go to sleep. Things just coming in every day from sources you would never even believe, and then going out the same day to the hospitals that are the hardest hit that need it the most.
When you say from sources we would never believe, give us an example of perhaps something that really took you by surprise. And I know this has really truly warmed your hearts to see the outpouring of volunteers that want to be a part of this.
So one of the most amazing examples we had is actually from the people who work on the props and the staging for the Broadway productions and for movies. And so their union went to a lot of the different movie sets. They got all the Tyvek suits, all the protective goggles. They had respirators because they make all these movie sets. And they brought it to us literally by the carloads. And then we were able to distribute it the same day. And those things are like gold right now. I mean, no one has them. You know, hospitals were so excited to get them. It was like a, you know, people that would never think that would have medical supplies lying around actually have such vital things that we need so much right now.
Well, for people who want to know how they can get involved, Masks for Medicine is your Instagram name, but for anybody who wants to go check out your efforts there. Meanwhile, Doctor, I know that you've been in touch with doctors who are on the front lines as you try to get them some of these much needed supplies. What are you hearing from them?
So, I mean, it's been really hard on everyone, obviously. They're really banding together. I think us as a community are really banding together. And so I know it's been incredibly difficult. And some of our own doctors actually have already gone, and we're expected to have a lot more go very shortly. I think the fact that, you know, so many people in the world and in New York City are banding together, that they're clapping for them at, you know, 7 p.m. at night, just makes such a huge difference. Doctors often don't feel very appreciated, and nurses as well. And just to have the whole world sort of stand behind us and try to, you know, contribute to this effort has really made a difference to our well-being, I think.
And I know that this isn't just masks, this is other protective gear. What are you hearing from the doctors that they're short on the most that you're trying to get to them?
So the most critical supply would probably be the N95 masks. And so, you know, surprising people have N95 masks. So we have a law firm, for example, that, you know, went out and reached out to all of their different offices, and they looked in their supply closets, and they found 300 masks for us. And, you know, people are getting them shipped from, you know, friends and family and other areas. So just surprising sources that you wouldn't believe. The Tyvek suits are really, really critical right now. You know, even fabric masks that people are sewing for us, obviously that's not for someone who's the front line, but they're using them as mask covers. They're using them for people who are less frontline to free up, you know, the really critical top equipment like the N95s for frontline workers. And so everything is really, really helpful at this point.
And if you are on the front lines, you need those masks. But for those who aren't on the front lines but continue to do their line of work in the medical field, they can use those other masks that some are out there making. Dr. Seminar, it's a great story. It's a feel-good story. We can all use that right now. Thank you for being here this morning.
Thank you. Take care.
And thank you for what you're doing, Ed.
Excellent stuff. Meanwhile, this Fox News alert, stocks opening down today after Wall Street wrapped up its worst quarter ever. We'll look at what needs to happen for the markets to start bouncing back. Plus this, it's the first of the month, which means rent is due for many out of work Americans. When are those stimulus checks coming?
I think it's the first day that people are really going to come to terms with how different everything is right now.
That's sort of an understatement, don't you think? Anyway, that's a little bit of Fox right now. It sort of give you a flavor for what's going on out there with the whole world of the, I guess you would say the pandemic, as they say, the hoaxdemic. You know, it's kind of interesting. Why is there a hoaxdemic, I guess you would say? Because it's clearly a hoaxdemic. And boy, is it going to be an embarrassment for the Democrats? I think it actually is. I think it's going to, at the end of the day, it's going to prove to be an incredible embarrassment for all those on the left. And you know, let's mention something about those on the left that we're not seeing any of lately. And now, pardon me, but if I throw a Republican or two into this bonfire, you'll understand, right? How about Paul Ryan? Where's Paul Ryan? You don't see much of Paul Ryan. And the new restored stoner. Yeah. John, what's his name? The other speaker. You just don't remember. The name is fading away. John Boehner. What about Brennan, John Brennan? We don't hear much from him anymore. Or James Comey. He's putting out some tweets. Pathetic, irregular, irrational tweets. James Clapper. Shocking. Some of these people just aren't showing up, right? I wonder where they're at. And Obama a little bit. Carpy. Blaming everybody. Stay with us. Way more to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar.
Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to ROM Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. ROM Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a ROM Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. We're going to cover a lot of news here in the next few minutes, by the way. And this is brought to you by, of course, ROM Solar. Get all of your solar needs taken care of at ROM Solar. They are there to help you with every bit of your solar need. And also generation, very important. If you need your power goes out and it's in the middle of the night, generator kicks on, it's automatic. Especially if you're out here in California where they want to control your power and energy and all that other good stuff, right? 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar. 866-676-5276. Okay, so we're just checking in the scene out here at Red State Talk Radio, you know, the talk monster, and we now have up a surveillance camera, so to speak, in New York to see who is actually in line to go to the hospital. And actually, we have some takers. There are people up there right now. I was just viewing it on the other channel here and looking at what was going on. We've got all kinds of stuff happening. There's no question about it in the globalist cabal of things to happen. So we're taking our time to kind of go around the world here for you. As soon as the computers, did you notice things are slowing down? I wonder if that's a message or something like that, that things are slowing down. We can't use the computers and all the things that we want to use and all that other good stuff, right? Just sort of seems weird, absolutely weird. So anyway, this is a theory. This is our John Wadsworth. We're going to talk about this, and now we're at it. That's the article that we put up today. Will Democrat cities and states invite the UN to occupy the blue states? This is his theory. He says, if so, they would do this. Blaming Trump for an inadequate response to the virus, Democrats would certainly go along with this. If so, this would certainly be a trigger event that would put us in even more parity with West Virginia. They would talk about New California here. When they seceded from Virginia. This is, this guy's one of our finest in New California. It says, activating 1 million reservists and members of the Ready Reserve, which is not normal, locking down command staff in Cheyenne Mountain, which is not normal. I bet you all didn't know that, right? In such a scenario, how could the UN help the Democrats? Brainwash the people that we need a one-world global government solution to this global problem of China releasing a bioweapon, 5G, and whatever the heck else is going on down here. Gun confiscation, because they're trying to start that little routine, aren't they? Isn't it interesting that the president has to come out with a clarity on that one after you've got Villanueva, Mr. Tagged as MS-13 sheriff in L.A. County, and others around the nation to say, look, yeah, this virus, is out there. But, you know, guns are essential. The Second Amendment is essential. Get your guns. The Second Amendment is essential. And so they say this is an essential thing. No reason to lock out and close down gun stores. No time for that. Then to respond to domestic violence, citing, listen to this, the Kigali principles that the Obama administration made us a signatory to. Now, the question is, a lot of people don't understand this whole notion of the Kigali principles. I'll give you a brief primer on this. Back in the day with Obama, he was trying to absolutely, completely break down the barriers that one law enforcement agency had with another. So forget about the fact that there was any sovereignty, as an example, for the sheriff in a county. No, they would be on par. A sheriff and a city police officer would be the same. They'd have the same authorities. And then you could also link to any other state law enforcement agencies, such as your Department of Justice or whatever. And then you could also federalize. So everybody could be one big blanket policing agency answerable to who? Washington, D.C. It's the same thing they did with Common Core. In order to get the money for your school districts, you had to apply for a certain grant. Race to the Top, remember that one? So you had to apply for that Race to the Top money, but the problem is, along the way, if you applied for it as a state, you gave up your 10th Amendment right, which meant that states could no longer determine how children would be educated. That's what that was all about. And, of course, the great socialist, communist Nazi himself, Arnold Schwarzenegger, signed off on that one readily. Yeah, that's what he did for everybody in California. And we gave up our 10th Amendment rights. So it was a dictatorship for education. What they wanted to teach our kids, they could federally, and the states, the local school boards could say nothing about it because we signed off on our 10th Amendment rights. See how that worked? That was during the Obama. Well, the police did the same thing. And what happened was is that they got hooked up with the United Nations. This went all the way to the United Nations. And Obama turned over our policing forces to the United Nations in the Kigali Principles. The Kigali Principles for Peacekeeping, how to carry out the best practices for protecting civilians. It says communities expect the United Nations peacekeepers to protect them. Currently, 97% of uniformed personnel of United Nations peacekeeping operations serve under mandates to protect civilians. The Kigali Principles on the Protection of Civilians are a non-binding set of pledges to implement best practices in peacekeeping. They were issued at the conclusion of the high-level International Conference of the Protection of Civilians held in Rwanda on May 28, 29, 2015. President Obama and other world leaders during the 70th United Nations General Assembly signed off on it. Hello. So in other words, if there's a state that's out of control, be like, let's say, Chicago, haven't we tried it there? We'll just invite the United Nations in.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. NewCaliforniaState.com, state of the future. And I'll tell you what, we are just ramping it up for New California. It's kind of, you know, if people thought that they could just kind of erase us off the map at the time of this national, you know, situation with the coronavirus and all this other good stuff, if they just thought that they could just erase us off the map and we'd all go away, kind of, you know, what happened back in the day, 1941, I think I relayed this story to you. Today's Wednesday. I think it was Monday or maybe it was Friday. I don't know. They're all blending in together. It's just sort of a mishmash of days. But we talked about the fact that one of the main reasons the state of Jefferson didn't happen in 1941 was because they were all set and ready to go. They were geared up and everything by December 6, 1941. And then the very next day, December 7th, Pearl Harbor struck, and that was it. That ended the quest for the people to become a new state. It really did in Jefferson. I don't know if they would have achieved being a state based upon what was going on. That's still up in the air because as I looked at it, they were not following the constitutional process, which is another issue. But that's neither here nor there. But it just is interesting that here, all of a sudden, here we come along, New California, and you know we've made the decision that in the worst of times, we don't care what happens in the next 24, 48 hours, 72 hours, 1 month, 2 months, we're moving on. We're not stopping. No, we're not stopping. We know what we have to do as New Californians. We know that what we have to do and what we are tasked to do, well, it's allowing us to exercise our God-given rights. And we're doing it. And we know there's a absolutely great reason for that. It's freedom and liberty for the entire world. So we're going to stay strong as New Californians, and we're going to persevere through the worst of times in these challenging times. And the challenging times are really here now and right now. In the weeks ahead, we'll understand a little bit more. We're going to have Dave Hodges with us here in the third hour. If all the Skype and everything is working, it's kind of interesting. The technology is not kind of working around in some places. And I'm making phone calls to people, and you know, this line is busy. You know, or there's the system's not working. Starting to get a little bit of that. So, you know, just it's choppy waters ahead, I guess. Anyway, my suggestion is make sure you guys get everything you need today, tomorrow, and the next day, and stay strong. You know, we always say that at the end of the radio show. Now that you understand why I always say stay strong, because we are exceptional Americans. There's no doubt. And those people that don't like exceptional Americans, well, they're going to find out the truth. Stay strong, America.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.